You know, this is why I don't like to gamble. Why I'm reluctant to go to the racetrack and bet on a horse. As much as I love our Hoosier Lottery and it helps, you know, things here in Indiana, I'm reluctant to play the lottery. I don't know a bookie. I'm not that good at the P-Shake houses. So I'm reluctant to gamble and wager. Because if I wagered on what the court did 3 hours ago, I'd have lost my check. And everybody else in the country would have lost my check. It is Thursday, June 28th, 2012. Time again for Afternoons with Amos, the talk show of record of our African-American community. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. Tomorrow, guess who we got in here coming tomorrow? We got doctors going to be here with us tomorrow. Going to talk about the approval of the Affordable Care Act. We need to start calling it what the law is, the Affordable Care Act. Let me repeat that again, the Affordable Care Act. We got doctors. We got clinic people. Congressman Carson will be coming through. We've got other politicians, and we will be hearing from you, one, because, see, originally I thought y'all know what y'all thought the court was going to do. See, come on, let's be honest. You didn't think the court was going to do what they did today. Come on, let's be honest. Come on, let's be real. And you thought everybody's going to be crying and what have you. The decision is 193 pages long with all the dissents and what have you. Yeah, 193 pages long. Of course, if you go to our website now at praiseindy.com, we have the opinion if you want to read all 193 pages. Actually, the first 6 pages is all you really need to read. The syllabus. It's confusing, but the syllabus, basically, when it got down to the part that said Roberts, CJ, that stands for Chief Justice, announced the judgment of the court and affirmed the opinion of the court in respects to a whole lot of parts. But the bottom line, he got 5 votes. You get 5 votes, you win. You don't get 5 votes, you lose. And it was Chief Justice Roberts in the majority to uphold the Health Care Act, along with Justices Ginsburg, Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor. In fact, of the 6 males on the court, 2 were for health care reform, 4 were against. Of the 3 women on the court, all 3 of them were for health care reform. Now, that ought to tell you something. We'll talk more about health care reform in our second hour today, get your initial reactions. Also, the state of Indiana finally released how African-American third graders did on the initial iRead tests, the ones that were given in March. Remember, when they issued the data, it was just overall. We didn't know how African-American students did. We now know. We'll tell you that in our second hour. Also coming up, the folks in this in our second half hour, the folks from WGU University, the state's only online university. The chancellor will be here live. We'll talk to her about the university's going. We'll also ask her, is she still going to use Mitch Daniels to be the spokesperson for her university now that he's got another day job? As president of Purdue, we got to figure that out. That's coming up, and if that's not all, that's enough for today. But in the studio, we have Emmy award winning reporter, journalist, anchor person Andrea Moorhead. Now, what people don't understand in the television business, when people get to a certain point in television, they not only keep the day job, they branch out into other enterprises.
I'm expanding my brand.
You know, it's like Ryan Seacrest. It's like Roland Martin. It's like Tom Joyner.
Well, I'm not there yet.
You know, but Andrea Moorhead from across the street at Channel 13, she has a new project, and it's called It's a Family Reunion, and it's a program. And she's here along with Brian Glover. Guys, welcome. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you. You know, I'd like to say it's much more than a program. It is a TV show that we hope will be picked up nationally.
That's what I meant by a program, TV.
Yeah, it's a TV show. It's a series. It's something that we hope will be on TV for a long, long time.
What's the purpose of, what's a family reunion all about?
Well, I'm sure you have had and been part of a family reunion for your personal family. But it's a show that highlights the celebration and the traditions of the families. We are basically highlighting the 3 days of the Glenn Glover and White Fight Reunion. They are the families here in Indianapolis, Noblesville, and Sheridan. And they let us into their three-day reunion. You get a chance to see the love. You get a chance to see how they love up on one another, how they celebrate family, what family means to them. And through the power of television, you also get a chance to be part of the reveal by Ancestry.com. It is the world's largest online history resource center that basically finds out information about who you are. Then they trace the genealogical roots of the Glover family, and you see it happen on television as we captured it live back in May.
Is this like a reality? Is this a reality show or a documentary?
It's a documentary reality show. It's kind of a new genre. It's a combination of both. So it is reality as it happens, but it's also documentary in the sense that we've done a lot of research. Ancestry.com has done research. They present that new genealogical information during the family reunion on the last day of the reunion. So they find out more information about who they are and where they came from.
When was it filmed? Where was it filmed?
Well, it was filmed in May, we have been kind of leading up to May for about the past 6 months or And it'll be airing on WFYI on Sunday, July 1st.
On Sunday.
Sunday
of the month.
6 p.m.
On Channel 20.
Yes, the first
6
day.
6 p.m.
6 p.m., the first day of National Family Reunion Month.
Okay. How'd you feel about your family being a part of this, Brian Glover? I'm sorry.
It was a great experience for me and for all, I think. We've been doing this family reunion since about 1976 or 1977, every 2 or 3 years, just carrying on and doing exactly what we did this time. So we just feel honored to get a chance to share our family reunion experience.
Now, you're here in the studio wearing a shirt that says Glenn Glover White. That's not a law firm, right?
We only wish. No, it's three families.
It's three families. Blended to get
love, I like to call
where's
it.
The origins of the family?
Well, this all started in what my grandfather started this, and it was all about what he called Old Sheridan. So Sheridan, Indiana, is where these three black families had settled in the early 1900s, and they formed a bond back then. They had to. They had all moved to this community and needed one another.
So these were pioneers, black pioneers in Hamilton County before people decided, let's go to Carmel and Fisher.
Exactly. That's right. History makers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Sheridan.
Sheridan.
Only three families.
The only three that I know of. I can't say that there weren't others, but these were the three that that certainly stayed around for quite a while.
Are there black families in Sheridan today?
I can't say for certain. I think
I can pull it
few,
up here but, now. Yeah. See, now you got my you piqued my my demographic curiosity.
Well, I would think just like a lot of Hamilton County, things have changed a lot, and I would imagine Sheridan has more diversity than it certainly had 25 or 30 years ago.
What do you hope when your friends, not just necessarily the family, because the family obviously was involved in this, but extended family, friends, coworkers, whatever, see this? What do you hope they see?
I hope they sort of appreciate kind of what some of the challenges were that an African American family faced as they kind of progressed through the 20th century, how we sort of pioneered, as you said earlier, and tried to achieve much to make it a better community. I hope people look at this and say, "Wow, I'm very interested in my own family ancestry," and that perhaps this will spur people to look more closely at their roots.
Andrea, sometimes people see these websites like Ancestry.com, and they wonder, do they really work? Mm-hmm. Does they really work for African American families?
It absolutely does work, and I'm a product of that, and that was the reason why the show was created. About a year ago, Ancestry.com came to me and about 9 other television reporters and anchors across the station, and they said, we want to do a local segment for Who Do You Think You Are, which airs on NBC. Mm-hmm. And they came to me and they said, are you interested? And I said, absolutely. So I gave them my information. They did some research, and make a long story short, they had me down in Louisiana, and they were showing me everything that I did not know about my family.
Uh-oh.
I brought that information back, shared it with my family and with my grandmother, and for the very first time, my grandmother was able to find out who she was based on the documents that they provided, which was a marriage certificate of her great-grandparents. Hmm. And we had never known of them before, never heard of their names, never knew anything about their lives. And in that moment, her life was changed. And here we are with an 85-year-old woman who says, wow, I now know who my grandparents were. I now know their names. And to see how that impacted her life, how she had tears streaming down her face, right. and how she felt even more connected to her past, and how that has really brought all of us even closer together, I said, you know what, there's something here. And immediately I started to work on this new show, and here we are a year later.
People may be listening and saying, wait a minute, what? How's Andrea Moorhead, who she works at Channel 13, how's she doing something over Channel 20? But Public Television Channel 20 over the years has worked with the commercial broadcasters at Channel 8, Channel 13, Channel 6, Channel 4 back in the day, doing programs and projects yeah. for public television.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely. It's non-commercial, so there's none mm-hmm. of that. We're right. not advertising a product or anything like that. So from that vantage point, we are partners, and WFYI has been a phenomenal partner with my company, Cloverleaf Media. Who produces this right. program, and they have just been a phenomenal partner in their production staff and really, really capturing the true essence of what I wanted to accomplish.
So now this is the first project for your company.
This is the first project for
my
company.
And I know you're very happy across the street at
13.
Channel 13. They're number one. They're going to the Olympics, but
yes.
you're not going. What's the
No, and you know what? I love what I do. I love going into everyone's...
I thought you were
going
to go hang with Prince William and them.
No, I'm not going to London for the Olympics this year. Okay. But I love what I do. I love anchoring. I love being here in Indianapolis. This is my home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as you continue to get older, you want to continue to experience new projects. And this is one that was really dear to my heart. Right. So people say, well, how did you find the time? When you want to do something, when you want to accomplish something, you make the time. This became another priority of mine, and I just made the time to make it happen.
So now the premiere of It's a Family Reunion
right.
this Sunday, 6 o'clock.
6 p.m.
on 6 p.m. WFYI. On WFYI, yes. Channel 20, Channel 20.1,
yeah,
if you got
it
over-the-air television. Channel 20 on all the cable systems, the Dish and the DirecTV and the U-verse and the Comcast yeah, yeah. and the Bright House.
And it airs three other times throughout the month of July as well, so check your local listings for
okay.
those times and dates.
So now, so this is project, what's in the pipeline? You just can't have done one
yeah,
thing.
I've got a lot of stuff. I got yeah. a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know that in my spare time, I love to write, I love to tell stories, so right. I've written a film, and we're in the process now of shopping that. So I have a lot of things in the pipeline. So you'll have to see what else comes from Clever Lane Media.
So now when you're doing stuff with public television,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had to have a donor or two
uh-huh.
to help you out. So obviously one were viewers that watched. WFYI Channel 20. Any other donors helped out on this project?
Well, Ancestry.com was the main sponsor
okay.
for this program.
Okay.
We, of course, are looking for more donors. I would love to have any of our local businesses and or advertisers who want to be part of this program.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a worthwhile program. I know that when you watch it, you will be inspired. You will feel great about watching a show that really celebrates family, the family unit. And I think this is a show that you can sit down with your family, your entire family, and watch it. You know, there's a lot of great programming on television.
Right.
And I'm not going to bash any show, but I believe there's a genre and there's a show out there for everyone. But this is one that the entire family, from baby all the way to the older person in your family, can sit down and watch and feel good about it.
Yeah, you know, this sounds, you know, Chris, this sounds like she needs to talk TV. She needs to talk TV One. This sounds
I think TV One would be a perfect,
this sounds
a perfect
like
video.
A TV, yeah. I mean, like a TV One. I mean, any network that's got, you know, Mama Throwdown with the food and Unsung and Find Our Missing. You know, great show, and all the other great shows. They're always looking for. We gotta, you know, tell her to call the
Chris.
Tell her to call
people.
The big. Tell her to call the big silver building in Silver Springs.
You can make it happen.
We'll
you can make it happen.
Make a connection. Then
make
you,
a
then
connection.
You, yeah, then you got.
We'll
then you got to do
happen.
The pitch. Now.
There you go.
Now you're getting ready to go to work. It's a busy day.
A lot is going on. 5 o'clock. I've already gotten some emails and when are you coming in? So yeah, today's
yeah,
a busy day. A lot is happening.
Because one is heat.
It's
102 degrees,
right.
So, you know, Chris, you're going to work Chris today.
Oh, yeah. He's going to make his money today.
Yeah, because of the heat. Then we had the tragic fire
yes.
this morning where a person lost their life. What was it, 52nd mm-hmm. and Georgetown firefighter injured, but
right.
They'll be all right. The firefighter will be all right. A civilian lost their life. We've got health care.
We got the Supreme
reform.
Court ruling.
And then we had Ann Curry this
mm-hmm.
morning on the Today Show. You know, she's leaving. You know, and it was just probably the most emotional farewell that I've ever heard of someone in this business.
Yeah, I actually shed a couple of tears myself. Obviously, I love Ann Curry, and I know a lot of people love her as well. And I thought she's done a phenomenal job for NBC over the past 15 years. But you know the business. The mm-hmm. things change, and sometimes you're reassigned. And as she said, that. She's not leaving. She's still part of the NBC family. Her assignment has now just been shifted and changed. So I wish her the best of luck in whatever endeavors she pursues.
One of the things, as I understand her new mission as super duper special correspondent for NBC, is to focus on stories of the human condition, not just around the world, which she has done a fantastic job of, but also in this country. And a lot of times we don't see the stories of people hurt. I mean, we see them on the news, you know, it's at 5, 6, 7, 11 o'clock on our local station, but we don't really see that nationally. And it sounds like that gives Anne the freedom to maybe not only find out the problems that are going on overseas, but the problems that are here in this country. And with that great heart she has, because she really has a great heart, bring those kind of touching stories of Americans to America.
Yeah, and I think that's what It's a Family Reunion does, too, as well. You know, it's a chance to highlight stories of encouragement, stories of inspiration, stories that touch your heart, stories of empathy and compassion. And I know that Anne has a wonderful spirit and wonderful heart, and she is going to bring some wonderful stories to the nation through NBC.
Now you, even though you're busy, it's been a while since Andre Moorhead had
Yeah, you haven't let me fill in for you lately. What's up with that?
Well, they sent me another memo that said, you got to use some of your leave time. You know how HR sends these little nasty memos.
Oh, yeah, you got to use that.
And then your colleague, John Stair, you know, he's been lobbying to be he thinks I ought to integrate the guest hosts.
He's an honorary
on this show
brother.
And bring the diversity. That I kind of told him, I said, when anchor people come here, they can't do what I do because your job is – we may work to get the both of them in there, and then it'll keep John happy.
Yeah, there
but,
we go.
But Andre
we'll
will be the
work.
Lead, and then I'm not breaking my own policies here, which is to give other brothers and sisters a chance.
That's right.
Andrea Moorhead. The project is It's a Family Reunion, her debut production.
Sunday.
Showcasing, you know, not only what goes on in a family reunion, the positive dynamics at a family reunion, but they get working through Ancestry.com, find out they're the full family tree. Part of the family tree the family didn't even know existed.
Can you say it was stunning? Seriously.
It was. My jaw dropped on what we learned.
Did you discover that there was some multiracial links in your family?
Well, yes, there's some things that we still can't confirm completely, but we do believe on my father, his grandfather was probably biracial. But what we learned that I think was most interesting was about an ancestor on his grandmother's side that was a freed black man back as early as the late 1700s and early 1800s in Virginia. And we knew who he was, but we didn't know about him. And that was part of the interesting reveal that we got from Ancestry.com.
All right, Brian Glover, Andrea Moorhead. The program is It's a Family Reunion. It premieres
Sunday, July 1st at 6 p.m.
The first of the month, July 1st, 6 p.m. on WFYI Channel 20, over-the-air Channel 20.1. On cable, it's just regular Channel 20. And they'll repeat it. You can go to WFYI.org and find out the repeat schedule. Guys, thanks very much for being
with
us. Glad to have
you. Thank you, Amos.